I think my most memorable English language learning experience is like communicating or like chatting with my friends in Japan during my internship. Well, I think because getting out of Hong Kong helped me to get out from speaking in Cantonese. So it feels like when you are like using English or like you're learning English through communication with people, it will be much better in other countries, such as nobody in Japan or any places else, just like not in your home country. Because when you're in your home country, you feel like you always want to use your mother tongue, like Cantonese in my case. So it feels like more comfortable for me to use English to communicate with my friends when I'm outside of Hong Kong.
Okay, what is your most memorable English reading experience?
So my most memorable English reading experience is when I'm like primary six. I bought the Harry Potter first chapters and I read like for a few pages, and since then the book disappeared from my sight. So at that time I know that like reading books can never attract me to learn English. So I started to like watching TV dramas like Bones, or at that time it should be like Holmes, the Dr. Holmes. So like watching these TV dramas with the subtitles of the English is another way to learn English for me. So instead of reading books, I choose to like read the subtitles from the TV programs, or even like reading subtitles from the news. So I think it will be much better, and this helped boost myself from learning the accents from the actors too.
Then why do you read Harry Potter at the beginning?
Oh, that's because my mother bought that book for me, and like the movies of Harry Potter just popped up at when I'm like primary 6 or form 1, I forgot which time. So I bought that Harry Potter books, and then I tried to like read Sherlock Holmes, so I pretty like Sherlock Holmes. And I read like a few chapters of it. So when it's like a short story, it's still okay. But when it comes to a book, which is thick, it is like less attractive to me because it's time consuming. Much more time consuming than watching TV dramas and reading subtitles.
That means you don't read English books now, right?
Yes, I don't. And I think my major way to like touch with English is reading journal papers. Or like watching TV dramas, such as maybe from British or like US TV dramas, or the friends from all around the world I met in Hong Kong, Japan, no matter where. So let's see. I think it would be much better for me to learn English through these ways instead of like reading. So I think like speaking is much more important than reading books to me.